this morning, Steve, predicts the country will add about 95,000 jobs each month this year. Wells Fargo senior economist Mark Vintner says that the overall jobs picture is improving, but the administration's estimate is probably on the high side.
There probably is a sense of urgency to show some results, particularly when they're going back and asking for more stimulus dollars.
Economists say even if the administration's jobs increase projection holds, unemployment will likely remain close to 10% through the year. The report also predicts modest 2.5% economic growth. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Also this morning, new information about foreclosures. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The January foreclosure numbers were down from December, but up from last January. Realty Track Senior Vice President Rick Sharga.
Some of the states that were at the very beginning of the foreclosure cycle, places like California and Nevada, and sort of drove the market down, are also now states with some of the highest unemployment rates in the country.
Sharga says foreclosures were up 15% from a year ago. He says we could see a repeat of last year with a surge due to delinquent loans or cases where short sales or loan modifications just didn't work.
Citigroup says it'll let homeowners on the brink of foreclosure stay in their homes for 6 months if they turn over the deed to their property. Guy Sakala is publisher of an industry newsletter.
For some homeowners, it's going to be a good opportunity or alternative because they get to live in a house for 6 months and not have the hassle of doing it. But on the other hand, they're being forced out of their home in 6 months, and 6 months goes by pretty quickly.
Still, doing it this way can spare the borrower's credit score. Along the East Coast, the snow has stopped, but the plows are still working after the big storm. Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
We will not be able to get down to bare pavement in our state, in virtually any county, for several days.
With the new blast, 79 inches of snow so far this winter in Baltimore, 71 in Philly. In Washington, the federal government is closed for a fourth straight day. Might take a while to sort out air travel after airlines canceled hundreds of flights yesterday. Overseas, Iran's President Ahmadinejad says his country now has produced its first batch of highly enriched uranium. He's heard through an interpreter.
We do not believe in manufacturing a bomb, but if we want to manufacture it, we have the courage to announce it.
And hundreds of thousands of government-supporting demonstrators are in major Iranian cities to mark the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Borzu Daragahi of the LA Times reporting from Beirut.
If you work for, you know, a Ministry of Trade, let's say, you better show up at that 22 of Bahman parade, and you better be seen by your boss, or they're going to ask questions.
Police used tear gas to disperse anti-government demonstrators. A Haitian judge could decide today whether 10 American missionaries should face trial for attempting to take children out of the country. CBS's Bill Whitaker in Port-au-Prince says there are suggestions the case could be dropped.
It seemed that for a while the Haitian government was trying to make an example of them, to say you cannot come into this country and just take children out of the country. But if the release is in fact imminent, it seems that, one, they may have made their point, and two, they just don't want this to drag on any longer.
It's the World News Roundup from CBS News, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When you're driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind the plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
You want to be an American idiot. You want to be an American idiot.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
54.9 inches of snow in Washington, D.C. this winter so far. Breaking the snowfall record last set in 1888. And we've also had records broken up in Philadelphia, 70.3 inches so far. But that nobody comes close to Baltimore with 77.3 inches of snow. But the sun is shining today on the East Coast, and maybe some of that snow will melt. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to this Thursday edition of the Bill Press Show, Thursday, February 11th. 2010, good to see you today. Things getting kind of getting back to normal today. Perhaps the Metro start running again, the Congress get back to work. In fact, the Democrats in the Senate are having a caucus luncheon today as scheduled to talk about the jobs bill and to talk about health care. I saw Senator Ron Wyden last night, who said that they're going to be working all day on jobs and health care, and they're putting a lot of time into planning the agenda for that February 25 meeting down at the Blair House, a summit meeting on health care between Republican and Democratic leaders called by President Obama. And the meetings on jobs and health care continue at the White House as well, wherever it's happening. We've got it covered, bringing you the latest and giving you a chance to sound off on the issues at 866-55-PRESS. Team Press, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning gave up the snow shoveling for a few hours this morning to come in and do a radio show. Good morning, guys.
We're here.
Morning.
How about it?
Thrilled to be here.
I know. You know, and I'm just thrilled. I know Rod Blagojevich is thrilled that the former governor of Illinois got some recognition yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate by a Republican senator, Mike Enzi from Wyoming. Now, this is one of the guys that the Republicans put up on the Finance Committee, remember, to hammer out a health care reform legislation. And he showed his smarts and his intelligence and his grasp of the issues yesterday, speaking about some of the latest political scandals. Notice how he pronounces Blagojevich.
Finally, there are concerns about Mr. Becker's role as SEIU Associate General Counsel and the SEIU's involvement with the scandals surrounding Acorn and former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
What is it now?
Blagojevich. Yes. Sounded like one of those Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, you sound... And you sound like the biggest idiot that ever stood up on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Honest to God.
I like when he finally gets it out. He only like halfway gets
it out.
But big.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Too much. Look up by a bitch.
Oh, God. Well, I'm sorry for the people of Wyoming. They've got to be embarrassed by that and by him. So, hey, don't forget also, a little bit later in the hour, we've had so much fun with this. This week, our little Pro Flowers special here, giving you a chance to win a $50 gift certificate from Pro Flowers that you can turn around and use for this Sunday for Valentine's Day. And today's question is, what's the best pickup line ever used, men or women? You know, we heard from all men yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's get some women into this, okay? The best.
Well, although yesterday it was the least romantic thing you've ever done, so it's actually not shocking that all men called in.
Well, I just want to point out that the best pickup lines are not always by men. Women have good pickup lines, so if you want to know what they are, your best pickup line, $50 gift certificate waiting for you. And now we're going to start off this hour by talking Toyota, but first.
Is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making you news. U.S. Olympic fans are hoping skiing sensation Lindsey Vonn will be able to compete in Vancouver. She hasn't skied since injuring herself a week ago while training. Her first race will be Sunday. She hopes to push through the pain of a badly bruised shin.
I saw her yesterday on the news, and she looks like she's determined to go.
She is.
Yeah, and a very strong lady.
This would be a big loss for the team. Big success for Ellen DeGeneres this week. Her premiere on American Idol was the most watched episode this season since the premiere, with 27.7 million people tuning in Tuesday evening. Her other big news is her talk show has been renewed through 2014 by Warner Brothers.
I think she ought to hold on to that talk show.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially with Oprah going away.
Yeah.
Celine Dion is returning to Las Vegas. People.com reports she has signed on for another three-year show beginning next year at the theater they built for her at Caesars Palace for that five-year run that wrapped up last year. Her previous run sold out every single show. This one features a 31-piece orchestra, and the schedule will go around her nine-year-old son's school schedule.
So I'm going to be in Vegas in a few weeks. Should I try to get a ticket?
I could think of about 9,000 other things I'd rather do in Las Vegas than see Celine Dion.
Add me to the list. Yeah. That show's not high on my list. Yesterday, Secretary of Labor, I'm sorry, the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, we ought to know, he's a good friend, he's been on the show several times. He wanted to reassure the American people again that he and his agency is doing everything they can to make sure that Toyota does the job and gets their cars safely back on the road.
We feel a strong obligation to the driving public, particularly those consumers who are driving Toyotas, to make sure that every car is safe, and we will not rest until that happens.
So is Toyota doing its job? Can people have confidence in that car? And what impact on that, on Toyota as a company and on the auto industry? Some of those answers, we turn to Joe DiMaggio, who is the senior reporter for Automobile Magazine. Joe, thanks for joining us this morning. Joe, are you there?
Yeah,
hey.
Hello.
Hey, good. Thanks for joining. Now we got your little microphone problem there. Let me ask you the first question. Is Toyota going to survive this? I mean, it's a huge cost to them of recalling all these cars, fixing all these cars, not to mention the bad publicity they've got out of it. Can they survive?
Yes, I believe they'll survive. I believe they're heavily damaged, and it's a completely new experience for Toyota, which has just gone from strength to strength to strength over the decades, and their corporate culture is unaccustomed to dealing with issues like this. That helps explain why they've been so slow in addressing this problem. They're not accustomed to outside criticism, certainly not from the U.S. government, and they're still pulling out of this crisis mode. They're still waking up. It's been very slow. They are, Japanese companies in general are slow with dealing with crisis, and Toyota especially. I mean, they've never come close to anything like this.
Well, Joe, they sell cars not just in the United States, right, but obviously around the world. So is this problem worldwide, and are they getting this kind of criticism and scrutiny from other countries as well?
Well, I think they're getting a fair bit of criticism in Europe. They're certainly, in Japan, everyone's well aware of it, although in Japan, Toyota is, you know, the superstar company.
Sure.
It's definitely a wake-up call to the Japan economy and to the citizens of Japan that Toyota, which was seen as a perfect, you know, grand leader of a company, is not so perfect anymore.
Can they fix these cars? Let's talk about the gas pedal problem first.
Yes,
5.3 million. They know what's wrong and they can fix them.
It appears that they know what's wrong. I mean, unless something else surfaces, but it's a pretty simple situation. They need to fix the gas pedal, which is, of course, an electronic throttle. One thing that Toyota does not have, which a lot of other automakers have, is a switch where if you hit the brakes, it automatically releases the throttle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it was wrong to not have that, but it would be better to have it. And it is a little puzzling why they didn't have it. It's not required by law. It's not a safety defect per se, but it's just one extra little layer of protection, which most other major manufacturers have engineered into their vehicles. And I'm pretty darn sure that Toyota will engineer it into its future vehicles. I don't know if they can retrofit it to existing ones, but that is one of many areas where you could poke at Toyota and say, like, yeah, you didn't really quite do that right.
If I'm an auto dealer, and I know a lot of them, I'm a Toyota dealer, so for a long time, I'm not even able to sell new Toyotas, and I've got all these Toyotas that I have sold that are coming back to me, and I've got to fix. I mean, this must be really tough on American Toyota dealers.
Well, certainly, and again, American Toyota dealers are another group of people who aren't accustomed to dealing with prices, unless they happen to have a Chrysler franchise as well.
They've had the winner for years and years.
Yeah, all Toyota dealers have had to do for the past 25 years is just stick cars out on their lot and wait for people to come in and buy them. I mean, it was the easiest way to make money in the world. Now, that said, from a purely financial standpoint, all of the recall work that Toyota dealers are doing right now actually is billable to the parent company, so they will make money from that. I mean, their service bays that are, being kept busy replacing these throttle assemblies, they make money from that. But that's not, overall, that certainly doesn't compensate for for the lack of sales and the lack of goodwill and everything else.
Can they sell new cars now, or have they been released?
I don't believe they have been released.
Wow.
But
imagine all that inventory. Having those cars sitting on the lot costs dealers money.
Oh, huge, huge money. Every day that a car is sitting on the lot costs huge money.
So how long did Toyota know about this, and how long did Department of Transportation know about this?
From what I understand, Toyota and NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, have been in discussions since 2007, and it, from what I've read, Toyota kind of dragged its feet, and NHTSA, it took a while for NHTSA to kind of push harder, I think, and this reached its peak last, I believe it was in December, when a high-ranking NHTSA official went over to Toyota and basically read them the Riot Act. And still, though, Toyota did not react until late January, as we know. So it just underscores how slow Toyota has been to deal with the situation.
They
were not equipped to deal with it.
Yeah, and also it seems to underscore how slow the federal bureaucrats were to really drop the hammer here.
I think it could be argued, and I'm sure it will be argued, that NHTSA could have acted more forcefully and more quickly.
So now the federal government, Ray LaHood particularly, he's a good guy, is trying to stay on top of this and do their best. And yesterday we heard from four governors who have Toyota plants in their states that with complaining about people are picking on Toyota unfairly. Joe, here, Edgar, we're talking to Joe DiMaggio from Automobile Magazine. Joe, here is Governor Mitch Daniels from Indiana that I'd like to get your reaction.
Then let's play fair here. Absolutely, let's have the recall, fines if necessary, but the ganging up seems highly suspicious, given the government went in the car business, and here they are beating up on one of their direct competitors.
All right, so...
Well, I don't give a lot of credence to comments like that, but... Toyota deserves to be criticized right now. They absolutely do, and they need to get their act together. And, Toyota and the states that have Toyota plants are getting a taste of the medicine that the big three got last year in a way, that being public criticism and government criticism. And I live in Michigan, and I'm not an apologist for the big three at all. But, again, no one associated with Toyota has been accustomed to any negativity, any criticism, any problems. So it's a strange world for anyone involved.
Do you think that the American auto manufacturers will be able to benefit from this opportunity?
I think somewhat. I don't think it's going to turn the tables and you know, make GM into the into the company it once was overnight or anything like that. But certainly Ford especially seems poised to take advantage of this. The company that's actually really poised to take advantage of Toyota's problems right now is Hyundai. Hyundai already was munching on Toyota's lunch and has been for the past decade. And the timing could not be better for Hyundai. They are just releasing in the next few months their new Sonata, which is basically their Camry.
Oh.
And the Sonata has, for years, been kind of an also-ran in the segment. Well, the new one, which was just unveiled and it was advertised during the Super Bowl, is a stunning car. It has a lot of visual presence. It has a lot of content. It appears to be very well engineered. So that, I mean, it's all good news for Hyundai and Sonata.
I saw that ad in the Super Bowl, and it was a beautiful car, and but I didn't connect it on the timing of it. Joe, I've done some work with the Automobile Dealers Association, so I've read your work for years and enjoyed it very much, and it's great to talk to you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right, Joe DiMaggio with Automobile Magazine on the latest on Toyota. Watch out for Hyundai.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Change has come to America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
With the recession ending, if you've been waiting for the right time to build for your business, now is the time to act. This is the best time to buy before steel prices go up, and General Steel is the best place to call for your pre-engineered steel building. Don't wait. We're ready to help you now with a building for almost any need. If you want quality and a price that means value, find out why thousands of business owners contact General Steel each month. If you've wanted to own a General Steel building but thought you couldn't afford it, now there's no reason to buy anything less. General Steel not only offers you the best quality, but also the best price. That's right. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Now there's no reason to sacrifice quality for price. If you can own a General Steel building for the same price, why wouldn't you? Call 866-95-STEEL. You could save as much as half the cost of conventional construction. Act now. Call 866-95-STEEL today. That's 866-957-8335.
You know, a lot of nice mail comes across my desk. I mean, with GEICO's 97% customer satisfaction rate, it's understandable, right? Now, while I wish I could respond to each letter individually, I'll address a few of them here. To Brenda in Houston, yes. GEICO insures over 18 million drivers. Tony in Tulsa, I do enjoy backgammon. And David from St. Louis, I'm not quite sure how you mailed a meatloaf, but thanks all the same.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid. Playing outside in the winter and making snow angels in the front yard. And then I'd go in and Mom would give me a Luden's to soothe my scratchy throat.
That's such a nice story.
Yeah, I wasn't finished.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Hey. This is former State Representative Gwen Green, the fighting granny. I'm fighting mad that the Supreme Court opened the floodgates to corporate money. I'm joining Be the Change USA Saturday, February 13 at a special event with David Sirota, Mike Miles, Andrew Romanoff, and state legislators. Go to btc-usa.org for details. That's btc-usa.org.
Tom Harmon here to tell you about Independent Power Systems. Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules and a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Join Independent Power Systems in booth 1275 at the Colorado Home and Garden Show February 13 to the 21st to find out how there's still time to save up to 60% on solar with rebates and incentives. Say hi to the Solar Backpacker on the show floor for a chance to win the solar backpack or a free home energy audit. So visit Independent Power Systems at the Colorado Home and Garden Show, booth 1275, to learn more. Be sure to drop by Independent Power Systems North Boulder Shop for Solar Community Night the second Thursday of every month. Call 303-443-0115, 303-443-0115, or visit solarips.com/KKZN to learn more. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
This Valentine's Day, say the three words everyone loves to hear. Mm-mm-mm. That's what you'll say at Outback when you try one of our two Valentine's Day specials. Our juicy signature sirloin, seared just the way you like it at just $9.95. Or our signature sirloin and succulent shrimp scampi at just $10.95. And because you can't wait to celebrate, we're open at noon on Valentine's Day. So come on into Outback and say, mm-mm-mm, this Valentine's Day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
26 minutes after the hour now, the Bill Press Show on Thursday, February 11. Coming up in about 20 minutes, your chance to win a $50 gift certificate from Pro Flowers by giving us your best pickup line ever. All right, men and women. You know, just share your success with our listeners and might walk away with a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers. Reuters and Associated Press reporting that the 10 missionaries arrested for kidnapping in Haiti will be released from prison today. A judge saying the parents gave their children away, so they didn't, in fact, kidnap them. I was so pleased to hear John Stewart do what New York politicians should have done, and that is stand up to this nonsense here spewed by Newt Gingrich that there should not be the trial of KSM in Lower Manhattan.
Did you think it would have been good to bring five terrorists to New York City to try them in the city they tried to destroy?
And I say this with all due respect. I lived through it. I live blocks from there. I would love to see them try it.
Yeah.
I want him. I would like him to do it. I'll tell you the thing that upsets me more is the fact that we haven't rebuilt the area. That upsets me more. And I would be happy and I would be proud of New Yorkers' ability to handle whatever inconvenience it is to show off our resilience and our lack of fear in the face of these. And I would be delighted.
Yes, John Stewart, who's got the backbone that Chuck Schumer doesn't have, Kirsten Gillibrand doesn't have, David Paterson doesn't have, Pete King doesn't have, Michael Bloomberg doesn't have. We'll come back and talk White House with David Jackson.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency.
Yeah, I just got ran over by a semi. There could be injuries. There's a car underneath the semi. Please send an ambulance.
Okay, I will contact 911.
911.
This is OnStar emergency. There is a vehicle crash with injuries off of Interstate 5. The maximum reported Delta V is 16 miles per hour. I have 911 on the line.
Does anyone have any injuries?
I think I've got a concussion. I got drilled.
Okay, we have police and a medic. I'm going to check you out.
With built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can use GPS technology to locate you and share crash details, which could help save your life.
This guy got lucky. His car is completely totaled underneath the semi, and where he was sitting was the only part that wasn't destroyed. The sheriff's department's on the scene.
I hope that everything will be okay with you.
I appreciate your help.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Valentine's Day is coming fast. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. ProFlowers is offering Valentine's Day bouquets starting at just $19.99. Plus, get a free glass vase and our 100% freshness guarantee when you order today. That's a great deal. To ensure delivery by Valentine's Day, click on the ProFlowers ad showing now. Or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password HOT19. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone password HOT19.
Hey, all you cool cats. Join us for Savers' big Thrifty 50 sale on President's Day, Monday, February 15th. All clothing, shoes, accessories, plus bed and bath items will be an amazing 50% off. Blast to the past with 1950s pricing on all your favorites. At Savers, you'll find name brands, designer labels, retro, and more. While other stores only offer you one season at a time, Savers has every season, every single day. Get what you need right now for winter and stock up for spring. From jackets to jeans, t-shirts to turtlenecks, everything at a fraction of regular retail. Plus, you'll find our same low everyday prices on furniture, housewares, and books. Save big every day at Savers, and then save even more on all clothing, shoes, accessories, plus bedding and bath this President's Day, February 15th. Doors open at 7 a.m. Visit Savers.com for a location near you. Savers, the savings are like crazy.
I've got a 1040, not so easy. It makes no sense to me. A W-2 1099, so many forms, so little time. Federal, state, FICA, they take my money. Who the heck are they? The paperwork is such a mess. Will I owe the IRS? Somebody help me.
eFile.com is here to help you. Prepare and e-file your taxes now at eFile.com. Start with the free federal edition. Faster refunds at eFile.com.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour, it is the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast this Thursday morning, February 11, 2010, and brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters today. We all live better thanks to the good work of the men and women of the Teamsters Union. And to find out more about the great work they do, go to their website, www.teamster.com. Dot org. A pretty slow day at the White House yesterday because nobody could get there. And it's going to be another slow day today with the federal government shut down. But there is a White House briefing today and on the scene, USA Today's chief White House correspondent and soon to be head of the White House Correspondents Association, David Jackson. Hey, David, good morning.
Hey, Bill, good morning.
How's it going?
A little nippy, but we're making it.
Hey, well, listen, that was a big surprise Tuesday afternoon. You and I were there in the press room when Robert Gibbs brought in a substitute at the podium, right?
Very, very much so, and in some ways an unwelcome surprise for me because I just lost the Internet connection when he popped up, so it was kind of a frantic moment. But what if they put the presidential seal up there on the podium? Well, that's always a nice tip-off. So it was, but it was interesting. I knew he'd been thinking about doing a news conference for a while, so I guess he kind of split the difference by showing up at the briefing.
He showed up at the briefing, and again, we had not been told ahead of time,
right.
But you could tell something was going on because there are a lot more cameras there than there normally are, and there's sort of a buzz, right? And
then exactly so, because I just posted something because I was running a little bit late, and I remember I had to run quite a gauntlet of cameras, so that was my... I'd also been advised to make sure I attended the briefing, so once I saw all the hoo-ha, I figured that we might see someone special.
And he called on you, too, so that's why you were told to be sure to attend the briefing. Well, now part of it was, I wanted to ask you about this, is you're right, he'd gotten some criticism from all of us because it's been since last July that he held a primetime news conference.
Right.
And so this was a way of maybe saying, okay, you know, I'm still out there and taking questions, I can still do that. But also... after his bipartisan meeting, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner went out to the cameras in front of the White House and basically threw cold water on this whole idea of bipartisanship. And the president, I think, wanted to respond to that, and it was a great opportunity to do so. Is this sort of a sign that they're going to be a little, do you think, and White House have decided they're going to be a little tougher or more aggressive responding to some of these criticisms?
Well, very much so, I think. They're basically saying they want bipartisanship as long as but the Republicans have to cooperate. So I think that's the message they want. Certainly the message they want to deliver Tuesday. I think that's something we'll hear a lot about. Of course, the Republicans feel the exact way. You know, our old friend Mark Nola wrote a pretty good column. He wrote it from the White House perspective, but he said that when presidents talk about bipartisanship, they're really saying, do it my way. We can apply that same theory to the Republicans as well.
And I thought, the message that I got from the president, and I think the American people did Tuesday, was bipartisanship doesn't mean that you take all the Republicans' ideas and throw away all the Democratic ideas, nor does it mean you take all the Democratic ideas and throw away all the Republicans. Each side has to give and each side has to take. Right.
Exactly, and that's going to be their message, and I'm sure that's something you'll hear quite a bit about. Certainly next week when he goes to Nevada to help out Harry Reid, and then the week after that when, theoretically, the health care summit comes off.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that in a second. But yesterday, the president maybe didn't mean to make news, but he did when he gave an interview to Bloomberg Business Channel, and having previously called the Wall Street bonuses obscene, right, he was asked yesterday about particularly the bonus that went to the head of J.P. Morgan, $17 million to Jamie Dimon, and $9 million to the head of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein. And the president surprised everybody by saying he didn't begrudge those two people their bonuses. There's a mixed message here, David, it seems.
Well, very much. It was very confusing because the White House was pushing back on a lot of the coverage of that story. If you look at the transcript, and we have it up on the Oval in USA Today, if you want to take a look at the actual exchange between the Bloomberg reporters and Obama, they specifically said, let's talk about bonuses. Then they mentioned the two guys you did. Then Obama launches into, hey, I know those guys. They're very good businessmen. I don't mind people making wealth. Well, the White House's statement said he's talking about people making money, about people earning their salaries, if you will, that if people do a good job, they should be able to make money. That's free enterprise. But if you'll note, if you look at the transcript, the lead-in question was specifically about bonuses.
About the bonuses, yeah. So do you think he just slipped up? I mean, we all do.
I don't know. I mean, I go round and round about it. I know that in the last couple of days they've talked about kind of softening the attacks on Wall Street because some people feel like that he's being portrayed as anti-business. If you'll also note, there was a story, I think it was in the Washington Post, about how more Wall Street firms are shifting some of their political money more towards the Republicans and the Democrats. So I think there's some concern in the White House about the president coming off as anti-business, and that may have well have colored the way he answered that question, but...
Boy, you know,
it was not well handled, let's put it that way. And by the way, if you go on the White House blog now, our friend Jen Psaki has now posted something giving the White House's... take on what Obama told Bloomberg.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Jen Psaki, who was on our program last week, is trying to explain why there's really no change of policy here on the part of the White House. You know, David, politically, I don't see how they can go wrong in slamming these obscene White House bonuses, because I think the American people are really outraged by them.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I'm sure they're doing polling like we have, and we've heard it for months and months, but I have detected, and I've heard in the last couple of days, that they might want to try to slow down the pace a little bit on Wall Street. They feel like they're being a little bit too harsh because, after all, see, what the Wall Street people will tell you is that Obama's playing a double game, too. He bashes Wall Street, but he turns around and he wants all the banks to lend more money to small businesses. So he's got to walk a fine line anyway, and I think he was trying to do that in Bloomberg, but it obviously blew up in his face.
David Jackson, senior White House correspondent for USA Today, our guest here on this Thursday edition of the Bill Press Show. So, David, you alluded earlier to this February 25 summit. The president, I think it was in response to your question about the jobs bill. He called himself an eternal optimist Tuesday, right?
Right.
Described himself that way. And he does seem to have maybe an unfounded amount of optimism that this February 25 meeting is going to produce some real results.
Well, he wants it to be televised. I guess the thinking is that they might be able to find some way forward on health care, and if they don't, the Republicans can be made to look like obstructionists. I think that's one of the things that the White House is looking at, because they really, if you think about it, they only need one Republican in the Senate to move something forward. So I think that you're going to be seeing a little bit of pressure on the GOP to do that. But
any idea why they're waiting until February 25?
Well, they're hoping the jobs deal will be done by then.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
By the way, there was another reporter asked about the jobs bill, and again said that McConnell had expressed some skepticism about it. But what McConnell said was that the jobs bill is still a work in progress, and we haven't been able to do much work this week because of the snow. I didn't take McConnell's comments as being a slam on the jobs bill so much as the fact they haven't gotten around to getting down to, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, if you will. So I think there's actually a pretty decent chance that we will see something, some kind of legislation, jobs-related, coming out of Congress. And obviously the White House would want it sooner than later, hopefully before this health care deal.
I think you're right. Obviously they're not doing anything this week, but the sense I get from both sides is that both of them would like to get some kind of a jobs bill passed.
Exactly. You know?
I want to go back to February 25. Do you have any idea? Look, this is a complicated issue, God knows, right?
Right.
A complicated piece of legislation, a complicated problem to fix, and they've got a half a day. Do you have any idea how they're going to structure this conversation and, like, who's going to be there in order to accomplish anything?
No, and I'm not sure either side does either. We've got a situation where the two top Republicans are more or less demanding that Obama scrap bills that have already been passed by the House and the Senate. And I don't see how the White House can do that.
No,
so
but
I'm not even sure what the starting point is going to be.
I don't either. So, and I've been thinking about that. I mean, I could see now, you know, the president says, okay, let's take these issues one at a time, right? Okay.
Right.
Here's pre-existing condition. We're going to do this. Now, all in favor say aye. I mean, or raise your hands, discuss each one by one. Or if they start out with opening statements, right, that's just going to be political theater, and that would take, that would consume half the time.
Well, it's hard to figure out. Of course, that's another reason they put it on February 25th. It gives everybody some breathing space and some time to figure out how they want to handle this. If the thing comes off, you know, there's no guarantee we're actually going to have this summit.
Have the Republicans yet said that they're definitely coming? I think Cantor said that yesterday.
Yeah, I think they're planning to come. But here again, they're also saying, let's just scrap the existing bills and start over. And like I say, I don't see how Obama does that.
You know,
but from Obama's standpoint, though, for one thing, it addresses this concern about these so-called secret negotiations. He's been taking a lot of heat for not having talks on television. This event will be on television. And it's also a good way of feeling out and see if there's any room to maneuver with the Republicans, because as I say, they only need one Republican senator.
Now, I've been in Blair House just once. I was talking to Brian Lamb from C-SPAN about this the other day, asking him if they were going to cover it. And Brian pointed out, too, that there's not a huge meeting room in Blair House. So
No. It's
going to be somewhat limited, and I guess people like you and me are going to be across the street watching it on television.
Oh, exactly. Right? It'll definitely be a pool-only event, I can guarantee you that. And that's another thing I'm curious about. I'm just wondering if it's going to come off at the Blair House. It seems like it'd be a better deal somewhere in the White House complex, but, you know, that's their problem.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And then the other thing the president said is he intends to have somebody there from the Congressional Budget Office and maybe some others who will be their fact checkers, right?
Right. Okay. And I suspect Orzech will be there as well. So I'm sure the Republicans will import an economist of their own.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. Each team is going to want to bring its own experts, right?
Right.
This could be an absolute roaring success, or it could be a real cluster, you know what?
Well, I don't know. I just don't know how the American people will see it. It's going to be very interesting to see how it comes off and see how people react to it. I mean, you look at the polls. I mean, Obama's numbers aren't great, but neither are the Republicans. Nobody's numbers are real great right now, so it's hard to assess how this might happen and what the reaction may be.
Well, we've been summoned today for 12:45, I see.
Right.
So I'll see you down there, and we'll see if we have any big surprises today.
Well, let's hope so. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. Thank you, David.
Sure.
David Jackson, Senior White House Reporter for USA Today. And when we come back, okay, you sexy devils, your best pickup line ever, men or women, hopefully women, for the number one favorite, we will award you with a $50 gift certificate to ProFlowers. Your best pickup line ever, 866-55-PRESS. Share your secrets.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hey, friends, Valentine's Day is almost here, and I'm all set. Yep, every special person in my life is going to be getting ProFlowers this weekend, which is why I'm proud to offer you this exclusive radio offer for my listeners only. Get this, 1 dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses for just $29.99. And both offers include a free glass vase and free truffles. That's over $30 in savings. If you've never tried ProFlowers, what are you waiting for? ProFlowers bouquets are guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. You can't lose. Trust me. But with Valentine's Day right around the corner, you don't have another minute to spare. You got to act now. So here's what I want you to do to get your exclusive radio deal on these roses. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention press, or even better and easier, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter my password, press. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in my password, press. But your time is almost up. You'd better order now.
Hey, I'm so full of this effect, my pet is.
Oh, please.
I plan to get married. How will this affect my taxes?
Visit eFile.com. Taxes made simple at eFile.com.
What if I don't know what to deduct on my taxes? Taxes just scare me. But I really need my tax refund fast. I'm currently unemployed. Full this affect taxes. How much tax refund will I get back?
Visit eFile.com. Glad for yours. Done at eFile.com.
You're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible? The time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about the revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencore Plus. Zencore Plus will work for you. Zencore Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencore 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencore's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencore for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencore's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencore before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
Levi's Occasion Number 5. First Date.
Finally, that hot waitress said yes to dinner, and it only took you 45 lattes to work up the courage to ask. Now what? Head to JCPenney for Levi's jeans. Then go with a white tee for that rebellious loner look. A nice change from your highly caffeinated self. Whatever the occasion, find your look in Levi's from the men's store in JCPenney.
Through February 21st, get Levi's 514 Slim Straight and 505 Regular Fit for $32.99. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Man, I gotta say, I don't care what pickup line you use. If that music were playing, I'm out of here. All right, here we go. Peters, elevator music. 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Valentine's Day is Sunday. Can't do better than ProFlowers for somebody special in your life, and we'll help you out with a $50 gift certificate to ProFlowers, your best pickup line ever. And our judges, Ellen DeGeneres and Simon Cowell, standing by. Played today by Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. All right, where do we start? Marcia! Marcia in Dayton, Ohio. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, God bless XM and God bless GM for giving me XM. Love it.
There you go.
Would have never been
glad
able
to be
to
there.
Okay. When
That's
I met...
a pretty good pickup line to start with. But... okay.
Okay. My most romantic, I guess that will be decided by the judges.
Yes.
When I met my then boyfriend, I told him a joke, and it was goes like this. What's the bird that represents wisdom?
Owl.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
You heard this?
No.
Okay, what would be the bird that represents love?
Robin? I don't know.
Dove.
Dove, oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. And what bird represents true love?
I'm sorry, don't know.
Swallow.
Oh, Marsha.
I'm so with him today.
Marsha. I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing. But all right, Marsha, hold on there. Hold on. Tom calling from Chicago. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Bill. I thought mine was blue.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
That's a beautiful dress. Can I talk you out of it?
Oh, that's not bad. I like that. Boy, I'm telling you. Nothing subtle about today's crowd, today's pickup lines. Pat's calling from Detroit. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Bill. The most effective pickup line ever used on me was dancing with a guy, pulls me in on a slow dance and whispers in my ear, I'm monogamous. And we were engaged 5 months later, and 21 years, we're still married. So very effective. Just what I was looking for.
Just what you were looking for in a guy. Okay. not your line, but some line somebody used on you. Okay, Pat, hold on. We've got to ask everyone to hold on so we can get right back to you with your name and address for the lucky winner. Good start so far. Steve is calling from Yuma, Arizona. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. All right, lover boy, what's your favorite line?
My best line is you go up to a woman with a napkin in your hand, hold it up.
With a what in your hand?
Just a napkin.
Napkin, okay.
Hold it out to her and say, excuse me, ma'am, does this smell like chloroform to you?
Oh, my God.
That's called assault, brother.
I wasn't expecting that. Richard calling from Detroit. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, the last caller makes me think my best line was, I've got a gun. But actually, I went up to a girl in a bar one time, and I said, hey, is the seat next to you taken? She says, my sister is sitting there. And I said, is she as pretty as you?
Oh, that was pretty good. That was quick thinking there.
There we go.
All right, Richard, hold on. By the way, nobody has used the favorite Larry King line, Larry King's line with all of his many wives. They got together, and they all said, he used the same first line on them. They're having dinner, and he says, do you feel a certain chemistry here?
Oh, God.
Same line.
Oh, God.
It worked seven times. Wanda is calling from Ottawa, Illinois. What do you say, Wanda?
I saw a guy across the bar, and I saw what he was drinking, so I went up to him, handed him a beer, and said, you look like you need another beer, and my number.
Oh, both at the same time. Man, I'm telling you. I don't like
it. Worked.
It worked. It did work, yeah. All right, Wanda, hold on, too. Now, there we go. We've got Marsha, Tom, Pat, Steve, Richard, Wanda. I tell you, I wish they could all be winners, to tell the truth. They're really great. But they all can't be winners, so Peter...
This is tough. I'm gonna go with Marsha in Dayton, Ohio. The bird that represents true love is the swallow.
We know what her line was. Dan?
I have to second that nomination. Marsha.
Marsha in Dayton.
well, I'll make it unanimous. Marsha, you're the winner. It was just, it was hard to beat. Hard to beat. Hard act to follow. All were very, very good, though. And that's good promise for Valentine's Day with those pickup lines.
This is the Bill Price Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Since
Kenny, technician for SafeLight Autoglass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack, it spread. If only she'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
Don't forget your loved ones this Valentine's Day. Get a dozen ProFlowers roses for only $19.99 from freerosesforayear.com. That's right, a dozen roses and a glass vase, only $19.99. And enter to win free roses for an entire year for your loved one. Go to freerosesforayear.com. Order a dozen ProFlowers roses for just $19.99 and enter to win today. This offer is only available at freerosesforayear.com. That's freerosesforayear.com.
From Consumer Reports, indoor air pollution. I'm Reese Sprans. The air inside our homes is often more of a problem than the air outdoors, even for city dwellers. Sources are many. A smoky fire in your fireplace, air fresheners you use to mask odors, a shedding pet, dust and dust mites in furniture, carpeting, and bedding, a poorly ventilated kitchen or bath, and more. This time of year, many folks have no choice but to hunker down indoors, so it's a good time to become vigilant about reducing indoor air pollution. Start by ventilating. Cooking, cleaning, using hairspray, and polishing nails can release volatile organic compounds linked to a variety of health problems. Poor ventilation can allow pollutants to stay in the air. Use exhaust hoods or fans in the kitchen and bathroom to reduce your exposure and to minimize humidity, a cause of mold and mildew. Before using your fireplace, make sure the damper is wide open. Eliminate don't mask odors. Find the source of bad smells and clean them up. Instead of air fresheners, use a box of baking soda in the area, if appropriate. Don't smoke or allow others to do so in your home or car. Vacuum often, ideally with a low-emissions cleaner, and rethink pricey fixes. There's no proof cleaning ducts prevents health problems or that dirty ducts increase airborne particulates. And there's little medical evidence an air cleaner alone can ease allergies and asthma. So try low-cost solutions first. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
In our daily lives, we make many decisions. Life is made up of choices that may seem insignificant at the time, but add up and affect our lives in the biggest ways, like the health of your heart. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Making the right choices can reduce your risk. Choose to see your doctor. Choose fresh, not fried. Choose to walk. Choose to live. Make the choice to beat heart disease at GoRedForWomen.org.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, February 11th, my parting shot for today, more and more Democrats are expressing frustration with Harry Reid, and with good reason. Don't get me wrong. Reid's a good man and a solid Democratic vote. Strong supporter of organized labor, a strong supporter of progressive talk radio, but a weak leader. He let health care drag on for far too long and paid far too much attention to Ben Nelson and Joe Lieberman. He watched Republicans scuttle every piece of legislation and hold up every Obama nominee, yet let them get away with it. He saw Republicans apply the filibuster to every single vote in the Senate, thereby ending majority rule, yet stood by and did nothing. No wonder Harry Reid's not only losing friends in Washington, he's in trouble in his reelection campaign out in Nevada. But I still think Harry Reid has a chance. There's only one thing he has to do. Come out swinging against those Republicans. Expose them as the total obstructionists they are and call their bluff by making them actually stand up there on C-SPAN and filibuster instead of just threatening to filibuster. In other words, there's only one thing Harry Reid has to do. Grow a pair, Harry. Grow a pair. That's my parting shot for today, folks. I'm Bill Press. Of course, we will be joined on what's happening, the latest with Iran and sanctions against Iran, by our foreign policy guru, Joe Cirincione. All that and the latest at the White House and on the Democratic caucus today, coming up right here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Look at me.
Right now at the Home Depot, any gallon can of Glidden interior paint is just $14.97. Any color, any finish. Which means you can make any room look a lot better with the money you probably already have in your wallet. That and a paint roller. All because you got a gallon of Glidden paint for just $14.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through February 17th, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I reported software piracy because it's just plain wrong for businesses to copy software illegally. I would report software piracy again, no matter what.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's progress of sorts. A report the Labor Department put out a short time ago shows that 440,000 workers filed new unemployment insurance claims last week. That was down 43,000 from the week before. Economist Diane Swan.
The direction is the right direction, but not as fast as we'd like it. We're moving forward, but kind of like moving forward in a traffic jam. It's rather frustrating.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. A new administration economic report to Congress predicts the country will add 95,000 jobs a month for the rest of the year. But Wells Fargo economist Mark Vittner says that's still a long way from what's needed to end the unemployment crisis.
In the best of times, we would be adding at least 150,000 jobs a month. That's a little bit more than we would need to keep the unemployment rate from rising.
White House economic advisor Christina Romer says there is no way to understate the enormity of the economic challenges facing the country, Frank.
Home foreclosures fell 10% in January, but they're still 15% higher than they were a year ago. City Mortgage is launching a pilot program that lets people stay in homes that are close to foreclosure if they agree to let the bank sell the house. The big dig is just beginning in parts of the east that were slammed by back-to-back blizzards. KYW's Brad Siegel is on the trail of hardworking plow drivers in Philadelphia.
These plow crews really need to get some medals for this. The plow drivers understand the importance of getting out on the roads and getting them somewhat clear for the drivers, but many of them are tired, they're exhausted.
Power crews will need days to repair storm damage, and airlines may not be back to normal before Monday. Flight cancellations have left travelers high and dry around the country. If you're in Denver, you can't be choosy about an East Coast destination.
I will go pretty much anywhere in the tri-state area, trying to get to Philadelphia International, LaGuardia, Newark, JFK, any place. It doesn't really matter to me. I just want to get out there.
The Great Recession put a big dent in the nation's illegal immigrant population. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
There are nearly 1 million fewer illegal immigrants now than a year ago in the United States. Report from the Department of Homeland Security notes the second consecutive year of decline, sharpest decrease in at least 30 years. Department attributes the decline to both the weak economy and an unprecedented effort to stop illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Report also adds fuel to the debate over whether to legalize immigrants who remain here, Frank.
When thugs beat a 15-year-old girl to a pulp in a downtown Seattle bus tunnel last month, unarmed guards working for a private security company stood by and did nothing. They were following orders. Metro Transit General Manager Kevin Desmond couldn't believe what he saw on a surveillance video of the attack.
You look at it, you're horrified. You go, what were these people thinking? I find it completely unacceptable.
Now the company is looking to change its policy. Police arrested four suspects in the attack over the weekend. 30 Rock's Alec Baldwin was rushed to the hospital in New York overnight, examined and sent home an hour later. There's no word on what the problem was. S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
And we're back this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 25% off all cosmetics at Rite Aid. You're on.
Now, if lipstick's a buck, I pay 75 cents.
Right, hello.
So I buy four nail polishes for the same price. I only pay for three.
Yep, talk to me.
If I piled all the cosmetics at Rite Aid into 40 shopping carts, 10 would be free?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Huh, that's like
25% off all cosmetics Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Rite Aid.
Valid on regularly priced in-store purchases only. While supplies last, no rain checks.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because GEICO makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Westminster police shot one suspect and arrested another following an overnight carjacking attempt. The car owner was walking to his vehicle near 91st and Marshall Court when two men confronted him with shotguns. Police later found the two suspects on top of a Costco warehouse.
From that point transpired, and at this time it's too preliminary to determine what circumstances occurred to involve officers in a shooting.
Westminster PD's Trevor Matarazzo says the injured suspect was taken to a hospital. We've got another way to try to get rich quick in Colorado.
We're very excited to announce that as early as this spring, we could be offering Mega Millions.
Ira Gonzalez with the Colorado Lottery says Mega Millions will join the Powerball, Lotto, Match Play, Cash 5, and Scratch games that are already offered. In sports, a good night for the Avs last night. They beat the Atlanta Thrashers 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where no highway crashes or stalls to get in your way, but you're going to find delays in those usual spots, like the southbound lanes of I-25 on that approach to 104th, taking you down towards 84th. Northbounders on 225, loading up and slowing down I-Lift to Mississippi. Surface street accidents, Colfax and Washington. One on Peoria at I-70, that one's just coming in, and they're cleaning up a wreck downtown, 10th and Logan. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of almost 44 degrees. Currently, it's 24. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Celebrate Valentine's in a romantic setting overlooking the city lights and indulge in one of several wine and chocolate pairing stations at Peak's Chocolate Lounge on the 27th floor at the Hyatt Regency downtown. For more information on the Chocolate Lounge at Peak's or room reservations, visit denver-hyatt.com.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to GEICO.com or a quick call, 1-800-947-AUTO.
One thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, it's Thursday. Best day of the week. Best day of the week. At least that's my opinion. 7:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Very busy show for you today. We're going to be joined by State Senator Linda Newell to talk about what's going on in the legislature. We're going to talk to her at 7:20. She's a good friend of the show. Also, we're going to talk to her about one of her bills that deals with how pets get treated in domestic violence proceedings and situations, and in divorces and that kind of stuff. Then at 8, we're going to be joined by Sergeant Nick Gray, who was the subject of Westward's big cover story about PTSD this week, a fascinating and disturbing story. So we're going to have him on the line with us, and we're going to take your calls about PTSD. His is, a really fascinating but disturbing story. And then at 9... Colorado Springs City Councilman Sean Page in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. He and I have been going back and forth in the pages of Colorado's media and the Denver Post and Westward about the budget cuts down in Colorado Springs. And so we're going to have him in the dojo at 9. And I am actually feeling pretty good today, although I was feeling not so good when I woke up. I broke my rule. I told Turk this morning. I broke my rule last night. You know, I've got this New Year's resolution. I don't drink beer. I don't drink in the week. Not that my weekends are so crazy. But last night I went to Mountain Sun, Vine Street Pub. Man, that place is great. Out on, it was 17th and Vine.
Yeah, it's I've not been there in a couple years, but I did run into those guys at the Denver Brew Fest.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah, it is a great place, and it's close to you, and it's a nice little brew pub. So.
Yeah, it's really great.
Man, I wish I could have joined you.
I had their Imperial IPA. I know, I should have bought. You know, the thing is with you, man, and this is my bad.
I always assume that because you're all the way down in the ranch and you've got three kids, that you probably can't do that, but that's really not fair to you.
Need beer will travel. Yeah, right. Well, I would definitely join.
I know. I feel like I dissed you. I didn't mean to diss you.
I was dissed.
I didn't mean to, man.
That's all good.
I didn't mean to. We'll get together. I always think, but you know, it's just something in my head. Like if you live down in the ranch and you have kids, there's no way you can meet up in Denver.
Yeah, if you have kids, you're pretty much out of the equation for having fun, right?
I got a couple friends who will remain nameless who sort of have gone down that track. But Turk, you are like at the opposite end. You like have a real life.
Me and Emily. I know, and you guys don't even have kids yet. But I'm not writing a book either, and I don't write columns and you know talk show hosts.
You are an inspiration.
Well, thanks.
You make me more.
You know, the first few years are tough, man. After they're about 3 or 4, then you can start living again.
You make me more comfortable that you actually can have a life with children.
See, I'm trying to show people that you can have kids. You still have a social life.
Turk is a shining example of that. Absolutely. So, before we get to our discussion with Linda Newell at around 7:20, I want to start off the show, and I wasn't planning to start off the show with a discussion of what's going on in Washington. But yesterday at the end of the day, I caught word of something that just blew my mind, really. And we had talked a couple weeks ago about how there's pressure now to fire President Obama's economic advisors. And we had talked about how those advisors and the policies that they have pushed have really been out of touch with how regular people feel, how regular people see this economy. And my advice was the same advice Alec Baldwin gave his colleagues in Glengarry Glen Ross.
And to answer your question, pal, why am I here? I came here because Mitch and Murray asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said, the real favor, follow my advice and fire your ass because a loser is a loser.
And the pressure continues to mount. But now, the pressure is on President Obama after some absolutely out-of-touch comments yesterday. I mean, this is really going to sear your face off. This is on Paul Krugman's blog this morning, and the headline on Krugman's blog is Clueless. The lead story, Krugman says, on Bloomberg News, and he links to it right now, contains excerpts from an interview with Business Week that the president did yesterday. And I'm reading here from Bloomberg. President Barack Obama said he does not begrudge the $17 million bonus awarded to J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon or the $9 million in bonus issued to Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein. The president noted that some athletes take home more pay. In the interview, Obama said in response to a question that while $17 million is, quote, an extraordinary amount of money for Main Street, quote, there are some baseball players who are making more than that and don't get to the World Series either. So I'm shocked by that as well. He says, I'm shocked by that as well. Quote, I know both those guys. He's now referring to J.P. Morgan's CEO and Goldman Sachs' CEO. I know both those guys. They are very savvy, Obama said in the interview yesterday in the Oval Office. I, like most of the American people, don't begrudge those people success or wealth. That is part of the free market system. Obama sought, and this is Bloomberg writing, Obama sought to combat perceptions that his administration is anti-business, and this is the craziest part, and trumpeted the influence corporate leaders have had on his economic policies. He plans to reiterate that message when he speaks to the Business Roundtable, which represents CEOs of many of the biggest U.S. corporations on February 24th. Now, let's talk about the politics and the policy. Let's start with the policy. I don't begrudge people who make lots of money based on their own success. I agree with President Obama on that. However, what I completely disagree with is saying that we shouldn't begrudge the wealth, and I'm going to set aside the word success, the wealth of banking CEOs who are being paid bonuses out of your and my taxpayer dollars. I begrudge that a lot. And I think most of the American people begrudge that a lot. That is not wealth earned through the free market. That is not wealth earned through success in the free market. That is wealth earned through success in political lobbying, through success in buying off politicians, through success in wielding Washington influence to make sure these banks, their banks, these two CEOs, got a huge amount of TARP money, TARP bailout money, and continue to get a huge amount of taxpayer-subsidized money through the Federal Reserve Bank. So yes, I do begrudge people who are paying themselves $17 million in an annual bonus, $17 million of your and my taxpayer dollars. I begrudge that. So on the policy, I think President Obama is dead wrong. Politically, he is more tone deaf, and I have worked in my life with a lot of politicians. Right? I used to work campaigns. I used to work in Washington. I have worked with a lot of politicians, and this is singularly the most tone deaf thing I have ever seen a politician say. The most tone deaf, just on the politics. And by tone deaf, I mean not in tune with where most Americans are, where the vast majority of Americans are. When the vast majority of Americans sees that the CEO of Goldman Sachs, the CEO of JP Morgan, at a time of massive recession, at a time when these people almost destroyed the entire economy, at a time when these people are being bailed out by your and my taxpayer dollars, at a time like that, most Americans are pretty ticked off and don't think it's acceptable for those people to be paying themselves that kind of money with our taxpayer dollars. So just on the politics, this is a good window, a good glimpse into just how totally out of touch this president has become in the White House. He didn't used to be this out of touch. I mean, I did not vote for, and I think a lot of people feel like they did not vote for a man, this man, who's running around defending massive CEO bonuses on Wall Street. I didn't vote for that guy. I'm guessing most listeners out there didn't think they voted for that guy. And I think it suggests that this guy has really changed, that he has surrounded himself by so many Wall Street insiders. Jamie Dimon, by the way, one of the most frequent visitors, the CEO of JP Morgan, one of the most frequent visitors to the White House in this first year. And I'm just going to read you from Krugman what he says. Krugman says, first of all, to my knowledge, irresponsible behavior by baseball players has